ओम शांति। 24 जनवरी 2020। टुडेज एफर्ट, चेक योर रोप्स ऑफ अटैचमेंट एंड सी वेदर योर इंटेलेक्ट इज ट्रैप्ड समवेयर इन द वीक थ्रेड्स। लेट देयर बी नो सटल अटैचमेंट बॉन्डेजेस और एनी अटैचमेंट टू योर ओन बॉडी। To have such freedom, that is, in order to become so clear, be one who has unlimited renunciation. For only then you will be able to stay in the avyakta stage. So today's effort, cut the ropes of attachments and see whether your intellect is trapped and some weak threads. Weak threads. Let there be no subtle bondage or attachment. Bondage or attachment to your own body. To have such freedom, that is, in order to become so clear, be the one with unlimited renunciation. For only then you will be able to stay in the avyakta stage. So today's effort, let there be no attachment. Let there be no ropes of attachment. Let there be no subtle bondages. Let there be freedom and let there be unlimited renunciation. So when the spirit of renunciation arises, the desire for freedom increases. Freedom from all the bondages, all the slavery, all the shackles, all the chains, all the bars, all the servitude of attachment. Even cut away all the weak threads, the bondages that tie us down to the body and that doesn't allow us to rise, to soar, to fly. So what is needed for all this is unlimited renunciation. Renunciation means, what is renunciation? Renunciation means, to renounce means to give up, to abandon, to forsake. Vairagya. The word Vairagya cannot be replaced by any other word in any language. Yet, renunciation is a word very much near to Vairagya. Another word which is often used in Murli is disinterest. Disinterest. So Baba says you should have that unlimited disinterest. You should have that unlimited sense of Vairagya. Another word which is used for Vairagya is dispassion. So renunciation, disinterest or dispassion. These are different words which are similar to Vairagya or non-attachment. Non-attachment or detachment, relinquishment, relinquish. So Baba says to become free. If you want to have an avyakta stage, you should be free. Free means no attachment, no bondage, and a sense of unlimited renunciation. Just as we saw yesterday also, the different methods to induce renunciation or detachment. And if you want to have that unlimited renunciation, we'll have to do something. The first thing is Swadhyaya. Swadhyaya means to read. To read about renunciation. To know what is renunciation. Increase readings, perusal on renunciation. And the beautiful word is Swadhyaya. Swadhyaya means something which is not just reading once, but is recital, part. It is recital. You just don't read it once, but you have to keep on reading it multiple times. It becomes a part. Part means recital. So keep on reading about renunciation every now and then. In Spark there is a book, Unlimited Renunciation. One can go through this, that book. There is another book by Bharatari, the sage. Vairagya Shatakam, the 100 verses on Vairagya. There is another book on Vairagya by Shivanand, Swami Shivanand. So you will find ample of literature on renunciation. And renunciation frees you. The moment you develop detachment for something, at that very moment you get free. And freedom is happiness. So the first thing is Swadhyaya, that is reading. Read about it. The second thing to induce Vairagya is Smaran. Think about the defects of sensual pleasures. Think about the defects of bodily pleasure. Think about the imperfections which are there in sense gratification. And there are 8 types of defects in sensual pleasure. First, they induced attachment. They induce attachment, they create attachment or slavery, mental slavery. B is both. They have got more of sorrow and less of happiness. C, they create cravings. Intense craving, intense yearning, longing, desire to have it, to indulge in them. D, they are deceptive. They deceive you, they are imaginary or illusive. And more often than not, they deceive you. Exertion, they make you to exert a lot. Without exertion, without efforts, you don't get bodily pleasures. You need money, or you have to lose your physical energy, vital powers, then only you achieve. Then they are fleeting. Fleeting means temporary. All bodily pleasures are fleeting, very temporary. Today they are there, tomorrow they are not there. So they are only for a few moments. G, they are the opposition, they are enemy of knowledge, gyan. Gyan is against physical pleasures. And H, they are habit forming. They are the 8 defects of sensual pleasure. So keep on thinking about the defects, the negative aspects of sensuality. The more you indulge in the body, the more the soul deteriorates. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, stay in the intoxication of Gyan. Stay in the supersensuous intoxication of Gyan. And you will get rid of Maya. Otherwise, Maya brings lot of storms. So, then next is Sthan. Sthan means places. Visit such places that will induce Vairagya. Like mortuary, funeral, graveyard, hospitals, old age home, orphanage. Keep on visiting such places. Kumbh Mela, fair, or slum areas. So, there's so many places in the world. They will induce, looking at them, you will feel detachment for the body. So, places, and there are some positive places like Madhuban Center or some natural places or temples and spiritual pilgrimage places, spiritual places, temples and all that. So they also make your mind calm and you get detached from the world. Then Smriti. Remember four things: Janma, birth, death, old age and disease. Always keep on thinking about these four things: Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi. So these are the four things. If you keep on thinking of these four things all the time, that will induce a sense of vairagya within the heart. Death is a very uncomfortable thing and people don't want to think about it. But yogis are those who have seen death, their own deaths with their own eyes. So death should be an enjoyment, a celebration. Just as you celebrate birthday, death day, we have to celebrate before our death. Because at the time of death, we are not there. So you have to celebrate your death day before the death. That's what Baba says. To die alive. To die alive is marjiva janam. You are already dead. In today's Murli, multiple times it has come. You are dead to this world. You are dead to this body. The real life starts when you die. In Bible, there is one statement. Jesus Christ says, one is to die once. Another is to die twice. One is to die once. Those who die once, they keep on dying throughout the life. But those who die twice, they keep on living throughout the life. So the real life starts after the experience of living death. So you have to remain dead in this life to multiple things. Otherwise, it's very difficult to live. 100 things will happen. I'm not sitting and remembering everything. I have to become dead to many things. Other is old age. Keep on thinking about old age. That will induce a sense of renunciation. What happens in old age? You can't eat, you can't see, you can't hear, you have to take support of others. This is the result. This is the last, ultimate result. So why so much attachment to this body? Let this body be utilized only for service and for tapasya, rather than sense enjoyment, rather than sense gratification, rather than indulgence. So Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi, Dukkha, Dosha, Anudarshanam. O Arjuna, be detached observer and see this body, these four things, and you will develop Vairagya. So out of the 12 things, 10 things which are needed for Vairagya, the fourth is Smaran. Smaran means remembrance. Always think, contemplate, reflect on these four things: Janma, Maran, Dukkha, Dosha, Anudarshanam. Keep on seeing the defects of these things. Nothing is permanent here. So that will induce a sense of Vairagya. So that was fourth. Fifth. Fifth is Satsang. Attain, go to holy company and automatically you will have Vairagya. When you associate with holy people, when you go in some holy gathering, holy congregation, when you are associated with any holy commune where there are things of knowledge, where people are discussing jnana, automatically, just by sitting in that gathering, the heart is detached, gets detached from the world. So when you listen to the things of Vairagya, when you listen to the things of detachment, when you listen to the things of God, automatically heart develops detachment from the world. And that's why, whenever possible, keep on attaining satsang, holy company, holy congregation, holy commune, holy gatherings. So satsang induces Vairagya. Sixth, before that, okay, sarvanash means total annihilation of the world, total destruction. In today's Murli also Baba said, it is there in the drama that this world should get destroyed. Drama will make this world to get destroyed. So think of the last scene that is going to happen. There is earthquake, there are floods, there is volcano, there is famine, there is torrential rain on one side, and people are crying, shrieking in pain. There is nobody to help. Can one think of sensual pleasures and sensual indulgence when you see the human cry? The human cry. People are suffering, shouting, running hither thither. So when such a scene comes in front of the mind, automatically one develops vairagya, one develops disinterest, renunciation. So bring that scene in front of your eyes again and again. This Brahma Baba, how he developed vairagya? Because of this scene which he saw, how the world is getting destroyed, how so many things are happening at one time. Just imagine, just one element, when it creates turbulence, what is the stage? For example, floods. If floods come, what happens? So much destruction. Just take one earthquake. One earthquake and everything is shaken. Just imagine all the five elements at one time attack. Then what will happen? So, sarvanash. And then swarg, heaven. Keep on thinking about heaven, and this world will appear dirty before the beautiful world which is to come. This world is a dirty world. There is utter corruption here. There is a sin on the rise, anarchy, disorder, tyranny, total lassitude of moral values. So, total disintegration and degradation of moral value. So this is the world where every soul is corrupt. Every soul is in the tamopradhan stage, where vices are rampant, where everybody's heart is filled with vices. So you cannot like this world. Baba says, this is hell. This is living hell. Then, next. Soman. Practice soul conscious sage. And automatically, you will develop vairagya for the body. The more you stay in the soul conscious stage, the more you start forgetting the body. And forgetting the body is the most important thing. In today's Murli, Baba said a very beautiful and a new statement. When you see body, remember the father. When you see somebody's body, remember the father at that time. So, practice of self-respect, self-esteem, higher consciousness, soman, soul consciousness, will induce to vairagya. Then, next, smriti swarup, embodiment of remembrance. Remembrance of Baba will automatically induce vairagya. When you stay in that remembrance for a very long time, just imagine somebody sits in yoga for 3 continuous hours and very rapt in attention, lost in love of God. Naturally, when he comes out of that, it's very difficult to become body conscious. Body consciousness becomes difficult. Even if it tries, let me become body conscious, it will be difficult. You know, they show in the life of Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa, He was to always wrapped in the attention of God, always lost in love. And then sometimes it would become so difficult that devotees would come and to meet him, but he is not there. He is in this bhava samadhi. So he has to be brought down. Then they used to give him some Bengali sweets to eat, and then he will come down. They will give him, eat, eat, eat. Then he will become body conscious. Because they used to stay there, no? So, once he was given, then he used to come into his senses. Oh, okay, these are the devotees. Let me tell them something about God. But again, then somebody starts singing, again he is lost. Again gone. Again to bring him down. They are traveling by boat, and he sees a flock of swans or birds. He looks at them and lost again. Every now and then going into that bhava samadhi. You know, the devotees have to pull him back. So that's very highest stage of consciousness. So love of God. And last, seva. Drown yourself in service. You have no time for any body consciousness. You have no time for bodily pleasures or vices to indulge in. So seva is a wonderful tool Baba has given us that keeps us busy all the time. So get engaged in seva. Spiritual seva. I'm not talking of just becoming workaholic. Somebody might say that I am sitting on the computer from morning till night. So I am doing karma yoga. It's not karma yoga. You are just workaholic. Just 2 days back there was a Murlina. You have to become karma yogi. You don't have to just sit and remembrance. But you have to remember Baba whilst doing karma. So you have to become karma yogis. So karma yogis means you are doing karma, but in between practicing soul consciousness, drills, in between getting detached from the body, multiple things which you are doing. So these are all the different 10 methods to induce vairagya, renunciation, disinterest, dispassion. So today's effort, 24th January 2020, let check your ropes of attachment. And see whether your intellect is trapped somewhere in weak threads. Let there be no subtle bondages or any attachment to your own body. To have such freedom, that is in order to become so clear, be one who has unlimited renunciation, and only then you will be able to stay in the avyakta stage. So for avyakta stage you need unlimited, behad, vairagya, renunciation. So that is today's effort. First thing, swadhyaya. Second thing, smaran. Third thing, sthan, place. Then smriti. Then fifth, satsang. Then sixth, sarvanash. And then swarg, heaven. And then soman, smriti swarup, and seva. There are 10 S. So keep on remembering. This is not a chapter to be done once and it's okay. This is to be done every day, because attachments are very powerful. Ropes of attachments, strings of attachment, they keep on pulling all the time. So keep on remembering these points or these things every day. Om Shanti.